Yo, what is up, guys? It's me, Zach Lee. Welcome back to The Dish, you faithful, faithful dish washers. We got some real dirty dishes for you guys to clean up today. But first, let me introduce these co-hosts. Beasel, say what's up.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Dish Podcast, a.k.a. the Brittany Griner Roast Session. That's good, Joe.
And then Dom Church on the mic. Say what's good.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka Domzo Ball, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack, aka the guy that's dipping from Brittany Griner if he ever sees her. Because yeah, that nigga's scary.
Hey, all right. So it's good to be back for another episode. What is this? Episode 10?
I think.
Yeah, episode 10. All right. It feels like we just started this like a couple weeks ago, to be honest.
I know. That's crazy.
It is crazy. Man, it's been a while, a couple of weeks, but something crazy happened in the NBA world. Probably one of the most devastating things we have seen this year. I mean, I think in my books, this top stud Gordon Hayward injury, just because of how severe this injury is. DeMarcus Cousins went down, torn Achilles. That's like, Beasles, I watched your video on this. Like, you were giving the history. Like, this is like the worst injury that can happen to a basketball player. Basically, no one comes back from it the same.
Yeah.
Do you guys think that DeMarcus Cousins will be the same player when he returns?
No.
No?
I don't think the same player, no. Will he still be effective? Yes. I think he'll still be a top five big man. I don't know if he can come back and be the best. I don't know. I gotta see it.
He was never
the best.
You said what?
See, hate on him when he's down.
You said he was never the best?
I'm just kidding, bro.
That was real B-Souls right there.
He was never the best. Wow.
I'm just kidding, bro. He was the best.
Yeah, even Joel Embiid came out and said, Boogie, you was the best. But you went down now, though. So, A, what's good? It's me now.
To Embiid.
I really feel bad for DeMarcus Cousins. I hope he comes back because he was having by the best season of his career. That's not saying much, like, from a team standpoint, because, you know, this is his first year winning games. He was finally going to be able to make the playoffs, and then his season's over in the last 10 seconds of a game. Like, that's just insane.
Just because he missed a free throw, too.
Right, like, one missed free throw changed his career forever. That's so messed up. Also changed the future of the New Orleans Pelicans. One missed free throw and now they gotta blow up this whole team up. That's what it's come down to, because without Boogie, they're not going to be good. They're not a threat to anybody with just Anthony Davis and Jrue Holiday on a good night. And they're starting Dante Cunningham now. If you had Dante Cunningham, you know something is terribly wrong with your team. If you start Dante Cunningham and think you're going to make the playoffs, you are sorely mistaken. So
that's a wake-up call right there, man.
That is a huge wake. If you're giving Dante Cunningham playing time, that's a wake-up call. The fact that he's starting, that's a red alert.
It's a red alert. I'm done.
But so a lot of people are saying that the solution to this is, of course, trading Anthony Davis for as much as you can get. And then if you can find some way to move Jrue Holiday and all those other random pieces they have, hey, that's great too. But it has to start with trading Anthony Davis. Do you guys think that's the route the Pelicans should take in this?
I think it is, man. Because what's the point of keeping your star if you can't really build anything around him?
To sell those tickets. To make some money. It's New Orleans. Go ahead. I'll let you say what I have to say before you. Go ahead.
I mean, that makes sense. Like, they're trying to sell tickets. But you also want to try to win a championship, and nothing sells more than the playoffs and winning championships.
Does New Orleans really want to win a championship?
I mean, are they really selling that many tickets with AD? Like, is he really that big of an attraction?
I mean,
or they're just coming to visit to watch other players.
It's probably mostly the other players, but at least having Anthony Davis will sell some tickets on most nights, you know. Without Anthony Davis, they're not selling a single ticket. There'd be like 10 people in the audience, and all those people would have won those tickets from like a game show or something.
It was like a WNBA game.
Might as well be. But I don't know if the New Orleans Pelicans really care about winning a championship, because you don't build the roster they have right now with the goals of winning a championship. Like, that's you don't true. Sit down and say, let me sign Dante Cunningham, let me sign Jrue Holiday to a 5-year, $150 million contract. Let me go get Rondo. And who else can we get? Oh, Tony Allen. Let's get him to, let's put him around Anthony Davis and DeMarcus Cousins, and let's go win as a championship. Those
sounds like a perfect plan. Like, what's wrong with that?
They'd only sign those guys because there was no one else. No one else was even willing to come to New Orleans. So they just had to find some people that were. They like, we had to fill out this roster. Hey.
So I mean, my bad. But I tried
Go ahead.
I get the whole perspective of them selling tickets, but after the next 2 years, like, he's probably gonna leave because you're not trying to build around him. So
that's 2 years of tickets for them, and then they're bad enough to get back in the lottery to do the same thing over again. Draft another transcendent player, have him spend the first 7-8 years of his career there, you know, sell tickets, they leave. And then do it over again.
And then start over, bro. That's the NBA.
That's the cycle for them. That's the process.
You're either the Warriors or you're the Pelicans.
Damn. That's crazy.
No, but I think if they don't trade Anthony Davis, the NBA should step in, because there's no way they should be able to waste some of the best years of his career.
They already have.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it should be a cry now, because how old is he, like 26?
25?
24. Yeah, he's like 25.
Yeah, so if he does have to write out this contract, he'll be 27. So technically, he'll just be like in his first or second year of his prime. But even right now, I mean, it's such a shame.
It really is. Just imagine like 06 LeBron. A big
difference maker. Yeah, like 06 LeBron, but it's not even that extreme, but it's actually more extreme than that, I think, in some cases.
Nah, I don't think it's more extreme than that. LeBron didn't have Boogie. He didn't have a Boogie. He had Ben Wallace.
That's true. I guess Williams. That's true. I guess it probably is about the same. It's just the NBA has gotten so much better that Anthony Davis wasn't able to will his team to the finals like LeBron was, and he's been in the West, so.
Very true.
Yeah, I just don't know what New Orleans is going to do. They have to move this man.
I think so. I think it's time to blow it up, man. I mean, unless if they have plans to keep him Boogie, I mean, are you really going to pay him a max deal? Like, are you going to risk it?
You think anyone's going to pay Boogie a max deal now?
Someone will.
Yeah, I'm sure someone will make an offer.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't Jason Tatum and Al Horford bring in tickets?
Ooh. You weren't gonna give up Tatum?
I'm about to say, you're willing to give up Tatum and not Brown?
I'm giving up Brown.
I'm about to say, yeah, I'm definitely giving up Brown.
Okay, so let's say we offer them Brown, Horford, a Lakers pick, and Terry Rozier, and they say, nah, we want Tatum.
Then you hang.
And
then
Brown.
You hang up. Tatum and Brown?
No, I mean, Tatum. I mean, yeah, Tatum instead of Brown.
Oh,
are you really gonna say?
I don't know. The thing about Anthony Davis is he's so injury prone too. I mean, you have to think about that.
Yeah.
Like, if the finals come, will he be there?
All I'm saying is, as of this year, Jason Tatum's already better than Jaylen Brown, so
that's why the Pelicans probably want him instead.
But if that's what it takes, if that's what it takes to get AD,
if you're the Pelicans, if I was the Boston Pelicans set, that I'd be like, look, we're not giving you Jason Tatum. You're getting Jaylen Brown, because the offer we're making you is better than anything else you're going to find out there. Where are you going to go? Where else are you going to trade him to? Nowhere. So shut up and take Jaylen Brown.
I think that's usually what they say. That's how they got Kyrie, and that's how they end up getting them Nets picks, man. That sounds like a Danny Ainge phone call.
Jesus Christ. He said, no, shut up and take Brown. Oh, my God.
Where else are you going to go, huh? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to trade him to? Cleveland? Nobody. Shut up. Like, damn.
You want that Brooklyn pick? No.
You're not getting that Brooklyn pick. Jeez. It's not worth anything.
Right, that's what the pick we're giving you is better than that Brooklyn pick. What are you talking about?
That's a fact. Oh.
Yeah, they don't have any other options. Look, they're not in a case where they can make demands like, no, we want Jason Tatum or it's no deal. Because if you're Boston, then they'd say that, like, fine, we'll just wait a couple of years and then sign him in free agency. So what's good?
That way we'll still have Brown.
Right. We'll have it all.
Love all kinds of teams. We've
been patient this far.
But then again, it's New Orleans. So who knows if they're smart enough to even go to Boston to seek out a trade, or they would smart to accept that. I could see them being the team that takes a worse offer that goes to, like, the Nets for, like, Jahlil Okafor for Anthony Davis straight up.
It's the Pelicans, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't know.
Once again, they signed and they're starting Dante Cunningham, so you can't trust an organization that has Dante Cunningham on it.
Yeah.
That is so disrespectful.
Uh-oh. New meme alert, Dante Cunningham.
Bro, I was just saying, if my Pistons ever traded for Dante Cunningham, I'm not a fan of the team anymore. If we ever signed or traded.
Is that extreme?
It's that extreme. He doesn't do anything. It is that extreme.
I mean, look at it like this. Other than scoring, he's better than Melo.
But is he?
Other than scoring, bro, yeah.
How?
Just this. Melo's ass.
Let me see what he does this year.
Uh-oh.
I'm roasting this guy. I don't even know his stats. Dante Cunningham.
Don't look at the stats. They don't know justice.
Just know. You know just say, know.
Stats, the stats lie, bro.
Stats without stats, context, bro. Theme of the year.
All right.
You don't look at Draymond. Listen, about 22 Draymond's stats
points
don't...
per game. I mean, about not 22 points per game. 22 minutes per game. He's averaging 5 points and that's three good. Rebounds.
Man, that the... Oh, God. What is he on the court?
How many assists?
Half.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's not better than Melo. I'm sorry.
He doesn't get the ball, man. That's not his role. His role is to have the ball.
Within that system, head ass.
I guess that system requires him to be a nobody.
As a decoy, bro. He's a decoy.
I guess he's supposed to be somewhat of a floor spacer. He shoots 32% from three, taking two a game.
That's below average.
The one thing they have him for, he's below average at.
Jesus
and they're
Christ.
Starting that guy. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Shouts to AD, bro. Be the next Tim Duncan.
Bro, they started him because they want to keep the AD DC name. You know, Dante Cunningham, God. DeMarcus Cousins, like, same thing.
There you go. The fans look in the box score, DC. They look up, it's a whole different person.
That's messed up.
You think it's a terrible...
Just an SEC
this man, he is dying right now.
I'm just saying, how is he in the league and Brittany Griner isn't?
Oh my god. Oh no. Shouts to Brittany, you know.
First woman to be better than a man. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of women in the WNBA better than Dante Cunningham. Not just a little bit. There's a lot.
And it's sad that they're starting this guy. See.
What's his contract? How much are they paying him? How much are they paying? If it's more than, like, the veteran's minimum, we have a serious problem.
Damn, he's not even worth a mil, bro?
No.
Damn, that's crazy.
Jeez.
That's hella disrespectful. STC.
Okay. So it's it's not that bad. He's only in contract for this year. $2 million, you know.
That's too much. That's too much.
It is too much. But I thought knowing the Pelicans, it was about to be like eight.
I mean, they're paying a Sheik $12 million. So
I don't know how. How did that happen?
They thought he was gonna be a star next to AD.
Thought he could flourish at that center role, and then
he was a great backup in Houston. That's.
Yeah, he was so hyped up in Houston, then he just fell off. So
yeah, he was like Marcin Gortat, except worse.
My God. He was like Marcin Gortat, except worse. That's exactly my God. Did y'all see what happened to him, though? It's crazy.
Oh, when he lost all that weight? Because he got sick or something?
Yeah, fucking sick. Like a shriveled up grandma. I thought he was dying. I felt bad.
he like caught some disease over the All-Star break in like Africa or something last year.
He said he went from eating cookies to baking cookies. I'm sorry.
That nigga look terrible. Bro. He like Slenderman. It was awful. I was like, bro, is he dying? Like, I looked up, is he dying? Like, I thought he was about to be dead.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't die. That's
exactly.
he was like no more than 100 pounds at that point.
My dude, he had stage 3 Ebola. I promise you.
Oh my god. Stage 3 Ebola.
He had stage 3 Ebola. There's no way a man that size should get that damn small unless he's about to die, like on the brink of death.
Damn.
Oh lord.
That's OD.
Stage 3 Ebola. All right. I guess we maybe bagged on the Pelicans enough here. The bottom line is they need to trade Anthony Davis. We all hope DeMarcus Cousins comes back at least close to the player that he was. You know, we don't want to see him have an Elton Brand fall off like B-Soul said in his video, because that would be tragic.
Yeah.
Like, if he comes back, if he comes back and can't produce, bro.
What do y'all expect from him when he comes back? Like, I know he's not going to be the same, but what do y'all expect from him?
Man, at least 20 and 10 still.
If he can still put up, like, 20, 10, and 5.
I don't know about that.
You don't know about that? What are you expecting? What are you expecting, like, 15, 9, and 2?
I'm thinking more like 17, 8, and 3. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
That means
he's about to be irrelevant soon. Because
I don't know.
I pray that.
I wouldn't say irrelevant. Jeez.
That's like step one. If he comes back, a team offers him a max deal. Whatever team gives him a max deal, somebody gives him 17, 8, and 3. That's step one to falling off completely.
Yeah.
He needs a year to come back, bro, like IT.
And what is IT doing?
Adjusting to his hip, bro.
Adjusting to his hip.
Shooting 25% from 3, bro. I'm sleeping.
Hey, at one point Lonzo did too.
Oh my god.
He's that's still a good thing? Like,
and that's a good thing?
Right.
Like, that's a good thing. It.
Oh, update, it is now 28%.
Hey,
he's climbing up like there. On Marcus Smart levels now. He's on Marcus Smart levels.
I'm so asleep.
Hey, shout out to Marcus Smart for almost cutting off his hand.
And then apologizing on Twitter because of it.
Think he was mad because he took the last shot and missed.
It's like, ah, should have made that.
I still don't know. I watched that play so many times, and every time you see Kyrie Irving coming off the screen calling for the ball, and next thing you know, Marcus Smart is elevating for a game winner. I was like, what?
What are you doing, Smart? Right. That is not the call. That is not the play. That is not...
Like, that guy has too much confidence in himself for no reason. He has most unwarranted confidence in his jump shot.
That's the life of having Marcus Smart. You love him or you hate him.
Usually you hate him.
Until he goes off for, like, those game 3 games against Cleveland. It just goes
right. It's like 10 threes, 10 of 11 from 3.
I'm like, all right, where was this? Where was this?
This is Chris Axman, host of Deep Positioning, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about eLiquid.com. Step up your vape game this season. Try something new, replenish your favorite e-liquid, or treat yourself to an upgrade. Whatever you choose, eLiquid.com, sure to have it, value price, and ready to be shipped to you in lightning speed. They have amazing fast shipping, with most orders, including mine, shipping the same day when ordered at 2 p.m. Pacific time, with every type of product you could possibly imagine, not just e-liquid, but hardware, tanks, replacement coils, atomizers, batteries, accessories, and DIY supplies. eLiquid.com has you covered, and they always keep the customer in mind. eLiquid.com is all about making vape shopping easier. And plus, eLiquid.com has one of the most user-friendly shopping experiences around, with easy-to-navigate menus, descriptive product details, customer reviews to help you make the right choice. And the best part is you can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit eLiquid.com, that's eLiquid.com/almighty, and use promo code almighty, ALMIGHTY, during checkout and get a 20% discount. That's 20% off at eLiquid.com/almighty using the promo code almighty during checkout, ALMIGHTY, and get a 20% discount on any vaping product at eLiquid.com.
Speaking of Cleveland, though, that's our next topic. I don't think we've had a single podcast where we didn't bring up the Cavs. I honestly don't. But they made some moves because of their recent struggles. And the big move was, the most genius thing Tyronn Lue ever did was, he was like, hold up. Kevin Love can't play the center. We're getting wrecked defensively. Jay Crowder is not doing anything. Something needs to be done about this. So he put Jay Crowder to the bench and brought in Tristan Thompson to the starting lineup, moved Kevin Love back to the four, and they won their first game over the Pacers when they did that.
Hey! It took them 40 games. It took them 40 games, T-Lou.
Right, it took 40 games to realize that Jay Crowder sucks and Kevin Love is not a center.
Yes, T-Lou! Let's get it. Coach of the year, man.
I saw this one tweet floating around on Twitter. It was like mocking him. It was like assistant coach coming up to Tyronn Lue asking what his lineup change was gonna be, and then Tyronn Lue was like sweating, like, "Hey, don't push me. Don't make me think about this too much. Like, what we need to know." He's like, start Tristan Thompson at point guard and Ben J. Crowder. He was like, "Tyronn, that doesn't make any sense." And then he just runs away. I was dying.
Yo, Twitter be savage like that. I swear.
Twitter don't care, bro.
I was dying when I saw it. But do you guys think that change is enough to save Cleveland? This is gonna turn it around for them?
You gotta hear Bezos' take on this one.
I mean, no. What exactly does it fix? I don't really. I guess more inside presence because of Tristan Thompson, but. I mean, I just need to see a larger sample size. It's just been one game, so I can't really make that much judgment off of it.
That's a fact. And overall, like, it's weird because the Cavs win one game, and all of a sudden I feel like people aren't worried anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's just the general feeling I get. Like, oh, yep, it's fine now.
The switch is on, guys. The switch is on.
Jesus Christ.
And then they lose to the Nets by 30 in the next game. And then...
Right. Right now, while we're recording this, they're actually losing to the Pistons, surprisingly.
No.
Like, I'm surprised by this. I'm a Pistons fan.
With Anthony Tolliver.
Right. Anthony Tolliver has dropped 15 on them so far in the first half.
That's crazy.
Hey, bro. Anthony Tolliver's a bucket, bro.
Wait, what's the score right now?
It's 51-45.
All right. Should be a
blowout. So, you know, they could obviously still come back and get this one. But if they lose this one,
yeah,
you know. Yeah,
people then are it's gonna... unfixed.
The switch is off. I repeat. False they switched alarm. The line.
No, they switched the lineup, flipped the switch, played, took the switch off, and was like, that's just a sample size of we can still win, man.
Right, we're not going to leave the switch on. We were just testing the switch out, make sure it still worked for when we need it.
Yeah.
I'm asleep. They said it was just a drill. It's a drill.
Also, I think something had to do with the game was just J.R. Smith actually doing something for the first time in forever when he was like 7 out of 13 from deep. Wait, how did the score just go from 51-45 to now the Cavs have 50 and the Pistons have 48?
What?
I don't know what just happened. But it just said 51-45. Now the Cavs have 50. The Pistons have 48. Okay, now what I'm... I don't know. ESPN be tripping. They're like, no, we can't let Cleveland lose this one.
Really gonna change the score.
-6 points to Gryffindor. All right.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Yeah, but until I see the Cavs go on a legit winning streak where they're actually playing good basketball, it's still time to panic. And I just think, you know, it is what it is. I'm not expecting Cleveland to really do anything this year anyway, so.
Man, that Mount lineup change don't mean shit right now, man. Like, what the hell? First of all, it's one game. Second of all, it is not even a dominant lineup change to where it can win more than one game. They're losing to the Pistons right now. And it's just the regular season, so honestly, don't really care. Listen, wait to the playoffs. And they flip that switch. Oh my God. It's good, man. It's all good.
But that switch is gone, Dom. Just face it.
Hey, like I said, bro, give me two games in the playoffs. They go down 0-2, then I think the switch is gone.
But it's the first round. They should still get the first round.
Exactly. So if they're going down 0-2, that means that switch is not there. It's broke. It is stolen. All hope is lost.
Bro, if they go down 0-1 in the first round, it's hopeless.
Nah, they might just wait to put the switch on, make you scared a little bit.
What if round one goes to seven? What if round one goes to seven?
It's over. It's hopeless.
The switch is broken. It's over.
If they have to go past five games, and five is still scary in the first round, it's over.
Oh my god. Damn.
There's no.
Well, depending on who they match up against. I'm not gonna just say that.
Well, right now, the Pistons. They're third. So they're probably either play what like. Indiana or
imagine if Philly falls to the AFC and well to the eighth or seventh and the Cavs are just second, not even first. They're just second.
They're not getting the second. I don't even think they're getting the second seed. I think they're probably
okay. But what if their first round matchup against Philly? Who cares?
Alright.
Then if it goes to what six games, five six? Games, it's not that
six is too much.
Five.
I mean, if Joel Embiid really has scary? Like a monster game. Or Ben Simmons has a monster game, then I guess I'll cut them some slack. But at the same time, I have to ask myself, will Golden State lose a game? No.
But who were they matched up against in the first round?
What you
better
mean?
Better than Philly? Who are they going to be matched in the first round?
Right, now
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Denver, I think.
It's probably going to be better than Clippers. Philly.
Is Denver better than Philly?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Oh, my God.
But would Golden State lose the game to Philly?
I mean...
No.
They would not.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
They would not.
What you mean, I don't know?
Ben Simmons no. might put that work on Curry, bro.
Bro,
he's a player, why would Curry guard him?
Okay, who's Curry going to guard? J.J. Redick?
Yes.
Run Curry off a few screens. J.J.'s open, bro.
What?
Chill. Oh, my God. This
You act like that's an advantage... For Philly, because they got J.J. Redick while the Warriors have Curry.
No, not saying that at all. I'm just saying, you never know. It could be problems for the Golden State if they went up against Philly.
You want to?
Could be.
What do you mean problems? They have Stephen Curry and Kevin Durant. You're talking about Golden State would have problems with Philly.
I mean, hey, you got Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Philly got Baby Magic and Baby Hakeem. It is what
baby.
It is, bro.
Baby keyword there, magic. Baby.
I never heard a 6'10" man and baby in one sentence ever.
Well, when he's compared to Magic, hey.
Two 6'10" men.
Baby Magic. I can never call Ben Simmons a baby ever in any context. What the heck?
I can. Comparing him to Magic, bro, he's Baby Magic, bro.
He's taller than Magic, too.
Hey, but is he more decorated than Magic?
Oh my God.
No, he's not, bro.
How are you going to ask if he's more decorated than Magic when he's a rookie?
My point.
Four years in toddler Magic.
Toddler Magic. Preteen Magic.
Hey, that's around you. That's around your five, bro.
Preteen.
You're seven. 18-year-old on Magic. He's finally graduated.
Your own Magic. anyways, back to the Cavs. You guys think that they can get past the Celtics, or do you think the Celtics and the Warriors would be a five better finals matchup than the Cavs and the Warriors after what we saw with the game a couple days ago, or last night actually?
Why do we keep talking about the Celtics, man? Why are they gonna are they gonna make it past the Raptors?
The Celtics? Yes, I would hope so.
No, the Cavs.
Oh.
Because right now they face the Raptors in the second round. Before
they'll make it past the Raptors, but I'm not convinced it'll be easy at all. Like, it'll probably go to seven games for what I'm seeing right now.
Yeah.
But because I can't see LeBron losing in the second round. That's just a problem.
Yeah. So just imagine facing, going to like six or seven games in the second round. And then facing the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know. Might be the year, even without Hayward.
Hey, Hayward could technically be back by then.
Nah, Brad Stevens said he doesn't think he's coming back.
It's Brad. Come on.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's going to say he might come back, because I don't think he wants to give fans hope.
Yeah. They don't want to have like...
I'm just saying, he's already out of the boot. He's doing rehab. There's still plenty of time left.
He's already shooting like Al Horford. No jump, just shot,
Yeah, there's still a lot, because what, the regular season doesn't end until like the first week of April. That's 3 months from now.
That's a lot of time, man.
Yeah, and all I gotta do is rehab. He's already been doing rehab for like a week.
Yeah.
So, if he comes back and can get into any type of shape at all, that'll be huge.
Yeah, because one of the biggest weaknesses with the Celtics is the bench scoring too. So even if he just comes off the bench, like that'd be very helpful.
Yeah, that and not having like a reliable number two behind Kyrie, because sometimes like Jaylen Brown or Jason Tatum can get it going, but they're both so young. It's hard to expect from them every night. So if Gordon Hayward does come back, would you give the edge to Boston in that series? Like, do you legit feel like they would win?
I want to hear what Dom has to say.
Listen, man, from day one of this season, I've always said that the Celtics are a great team, and I've always said they were the best team in the East. It's just, you know, LeBron's the GOAT, so he has GOATly abilities, like flipping switches, like I always say. So I don't know if this is the year they'll beat him. I feel like the Cavs will get one more year out of it. I mean, they'll get one more.
They don't even deserve it.
I mean, I don't want to see it. They don't deserve it. You can say whatever you want to say. It's just, I personally feel like this is the last year we'll see the Cavs in the finals. So they'll probably go to six or seven with the Celtics this year. And then next year, probably lose. By
Golden State?
I mean, probably.
Damn.
I mean, here's my thing with Cleveland making the finals right now. It would be, there's no point. No one wants to see, I don't even think anyone really wants to see that at this point. Unless you're like diehard, I was about to say Cavs fan, but I don't think there's that such a thing as a Cavs fan. A diehard LeBron fan.
Yep.
That, of course, okay, you want to see him in there then, but.
But what other team in the East isn't going to get swept by the Warriors, though?
I'd rather see Boston get swept by the Warriors, because at least that would be more. It would be more fun to watch. It would be
it's
more
different.
Fun to watch.
It's sweep.
Yeah, oh
and
my
it's
God.
Different.
And I at least like it's not a taint on LeBron's resume too. You know what I'm saying?
And it was set up a great win-win story for next year, because if Boston makes it to the finals this year over Cleveland, then they become my favorites to win it next season. I'm just letting you know right now. Unless LeBron goes to Houston and like something insane happens there, in which we can have like LeBron versus Kyrie in the finals, that would be lit.
That would
be amazing.
And LeBron loses.
Oh my God.
Like, it would make for a much better storyline, I think, if the Celtics made it this year.
Yeah, and honestly,
this is the year
I think
they go and everyone expects them to lose, and then the next time when they're older and have a completely healthy Gordon Hayward, that's when things could get interesting.
Yeah. Am I tripping to say that the Celtics actually match up better to the Warriors than the Cavs?
I don't know. Not
like,
right now.
That's biased. You're being biased. Let me stop.
<Just kidding. laughs>
I mean, but then again, so do the Raptors, it seems, too. Like, a lot of teams seems like match up better to the Warriors than the Cavs.
But the Raptors have to like come back from 20.
Hey, they did it. The Cavs got blown out both times, didn't they?
Yeah. Jeez, the Raptors though. That's what we got.
And then the Raptors play them twice. The other time it was a close game too.
There's nothing with the Warriors. You can't really like out offense them because I've been saying that for the longest.
Houston might be able to if they get hot.
Nah, it'll
take a hot Houston. You have to be hot. Like the Thunder have done it, but they've been going. Like Russ was going, Melo was going, PG was going. Like, you have to be going to out offense them. Yeah. But only the Thunder and Rockets have that capability, it seems.
Yeah. And I think like if you're facing Golden State, the only way to beat them, at least for now, would be to make them not play the same. Like OKC did it in 2016. The Spurs did it last year with Kawhi
for half a game.
Yeah, you know, it's the glimpses. I think like Memphis does it too. They make them play like different.
They used to.
Not anymore.
No more.
But you know, I think the Celtics, just because they have the number one defense and their offense, like it's terrible statistically, but they got some.
It's good enough with Kyrie gets going to pull something out.
I mean, but it only can get better. Your team's extremely young. That's another thing.
Exactly. So am I tripping to say that they match up better to the Warriors than the Cavs?
Nah, you're still being biased, bro.
Oh my god.
I think so, because the only thing the Cavs have going for them is LeBron James. Outside of that, there's nothing I can point to and say, well, yeah, they have this too, or they're good at this or good at that. No, it's they have LeBron. That's it.
You're being biased too.
What else do they have?
IT.
I mean, they have Ty Lue, bro.
Ty Lue, bro.
They got right. Kevin that's Love.
That's a great battle of the coaches.
I don't know what to say,
Tyronn
bro.
Tyronn Lue.
Bro, they have the biggest Trump card ever. They have James Posey on their coaching staff. Y'all be sleep on James Posey as a coach, bro.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, aka Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
Coaches, I want to give a shout out to Brad Stevens, because he low-key has swindled the Cavs and the Pistons, because he made Jay Crowder and Jalen and Avery Bradley look like really good players for Boston, and then they both get to their new teams and they both suck.
NIT.
What's Avery Bradley's numbers this year? He said NIT.
Let me just pull up Avery Bradley's last few games for the Pistons.
I know he's still injury prone, like usual. His efficiency's down.
Injury prone. Efficient is like the least thing he is. See, his last game, he was 3-7 from the field for 6 points. The game before that, he was 3-11 from the field for 6 points. The game before that, he was 3-12 from the field for 7 points. And he had a couple of nice games. Well, not even really. He was like volume shooter before there. He was like 7-17 for 15. 8-19 for 19.
Jesus Christ.
6-16 for 13.
Hey, don't do my man Avery like this, bro.
He's doing it to himself. What do you mean?
It's Stan, bro. It's Stan.
Right. Brad Stevens made him look good.
Hey, man.
He made Jay Crowder look good, too.
This is what we do. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I'm worried about guys like Marcus Smart. Imagine what he'd be like off the Celtics.
Oh, be like Lance Stevenson on somebody else's team.
I mean, there's those certain coaches that just know how to make players look good. Brad Stevens is one of those guys. Low-key, he might have made Isaiah Thomas look like much better than he was last year.
I remember they were tripping on Brad Stevens for not having a playoff win until last year. I'm like, what? Really? Really? This is what we're doing now. He doesn't have a playoff win, so he's a sus coach. Wow.
Had he been to, like, the playoffs once?
Before that?
Before last year.
Yeah, yeah, he went 2014, 2015.
Yeah.
He got, we got swept by Cleveland.
What, Cleveland in what round?
First round.
First round, yeah. Yeah, I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah. And then in the year after, I think we got beat by the Hawks in six.
Yeah, so they got a couple wins there.
Yeah. Oh, they were bugging about no playoff series wins. Like, bro, what? Not even supposed to be in the playoffs. What the heck?
All right. That's crazy.
They're the only team to rebuild in the playoffs.
That's a fact. You know,
while being in the playoffs.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
Because they finessed a dumbass franchise. They've been finessing
every franchise, though.
That is very true. I think it's getting to the point to where if they come knocking, like, niggas are just, nah, we're good.
Yeah, probably. That's probably why the Pelicans won't trade them. They'll offer the Pelicans the best package ever, Anthony Davis. But the Pelicans will be so scared of what the Celtics have done to other teams. They'll be like, no, I don't trust this. No, no, we're good. We're good.
I might just take Buddy Hield and it might be more valuable than this.
They trade back for Buddy.
Oh my! If they did that, oh my God.
We need the next Steph Curry, guys.
Right.
We need him back. Said
we need him back.
Said he was the next Steph Curry.
It must be true.
I mean, he's averaging 11 points off the bench. So imagine what he could do with a starter.
Per 36.
Imagine him as a starter. That's our guy. But you guys want to say anything else about like the Cavs or the Celtics or the Warriors or anything?
Celtics and six. That's all I gotta say, bro.
Jesus.
Over who? Over the Cavs. Cavs.
Cavs. Doesn't matter.
Chill. Eight win in the Cavs. Six. If the, if the Celtics do win, it has to be in seven.
No.
If LeBron ever loses in six,
doesn't have to be.
If LeBron loses in six games to anyone other than the Warriors, no.
Like, okay, going into the 2011 finals, what would you say about the Mavs? They'd have to win in seven to beat the Heat. They won in six.
That was different, though.
Oh my God.
That was different.
What you mean?
It was... First off, he made it to the finals, all right? In the finals, it's more acceptable. In the Eastern Conference Finals, losing in six for LeBron? Nah.
I mean,
to Kyrie?
Lost.
The guy
who lost to Dirk before. He's done it before.
We're talking about you let Kyrie leave you, take the switch, and then beat you in the playoffs in six games.
I mean, he built a super team and lost in six to Dirk. it's happened before.
But it's just the level of...
History repeats itself, SEC. That's all I gotta say, bro.
Man, if it does happen, Jesus LeBron, Christ. No, it can't happen like that.
Bet.
All right.
Be so, oh my God.
I will bet that the Cavs will not lose to the Celtics in six games. I am confident in that.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here first. SDC has just bet his YouTube channel on
the Cleveland Cavaliers.
All right, bro.
Oh man,
you better wish Hayward doesn't come back, man.
Hey, I just want to let you know
we might get Tyreek in a couple weeks too.
Man, you act like Tyreek Evans is the key to beating Cleveland.
Tyreek plus Hayward.
I've never heard anything like that in my life.
Tyreek plus Hayward off the bench. Come on,
this guy.
Tyreek Evans is the key to beating the Cavs.
I know what LeBron's kryptonite is. Tyreek Evans. You know what can beat LeBron? A guy who hasn't been good since his rookie year. As good as his rookie year yet.
Wow.
That's the
stats this year, though. That's disrespectful.
So he's doing better than his rookie year this year?
Low key?
Actually better. He says he's a better shooter.
That's facts.
But is he doing better as a whole?
He is. Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotta check this. I gotta check. I mean, I'll always take him healthy. It's just dude's injury prone.
He's playing less minutes this year, too. He's in his prime right now, Dom.
He is. That's the sad part.
Prime Tyreek versus LeBron, bro. Who you taking?
Hey, he's putting up basically. That's crazy. 25-5. 39% from three. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, sir. I was disrespecting. I ain't realize. Wait, Mike Conley's not there.
What does that mean?
How does that take away from Tyreek?
He hasn't even started the whole season. He's only started like
He's still
last...
off the bench?
No. He's only started like the last 19 games.
Inflated number.
And he's averaging 21.6 assists, 5 rebounds in the like.
Yeah, man.
In the last 20 games.
No Mike Conley, bro.
Oh my God.
Those stats are like that with no Mike Conley. When there's no guidance at the point guard spot, give the ball to Tyreek. I'm not trying to say, like, to take away from him. I mean, that's expected from him. Like, who else on that team would do that? I mean, you don't expect that from Mario fucking Chalmers. He's not going to come out with
that
stat line.
But the fact that he can do it, though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, listen. He always... The thing was, if he could stay healthy, could he always live up to his potential? I mean, he's starting to show he can. We've never seen him healthy for a long time. Like, he hasn't been healthy. So... Maybe he just needed to be healthy, and he would have been this.
Would be the key to beating LeBron. There you go.
Oh, my God, this guy.
No, I'm just kidding, man. But, like I said, like, it doesn't have to be in seven. Like, it's happened before.
Watch the Warriors get Tyreek Evans.
Oh, my God.
I can see that happening. I'm calling up Memphis, like, we'll give you...
Jordan Bell.
Well, chill.
More like, did they buy his contract out? Wait, so what if the Warriors do that again in the draft? You think another team will let them buy out, like, a player? Like, say somebody wants to try to get Grayson Allen, and the Warriors come, $3.5 million, man. We'll take him for you.
I mean, if the right franchise, yeah.
I don't know, man. I think they have some dumb franchise. Think the Warriors,
look at the Warriors Pelicans, scaring off. The Bulls.
Again.
Hey, every year from now on, $3.5 million for your draft picks. All right, yeah.
I mean, low key, just imagine the Bulls with Markin and Jordan Bell.
But no, they don't need Jordan Bell though. They got Robin Lopez, center of the future.
Jesus,
they don't
Christ.
Need a big. They don't need a big.
Right. They're thinking forward when the center position doesn't even exist anymore.
There you go.
That made so much sense. There was a lot of logic behind that.
That's the Bulls' logic. They're going to start marking at the center. Just like the Cavs started Kevin Love. Like, if the Cavs can do it, so can we.
Jesus.
Unless you guys wanted to add anything, I guess that's actually it for this episode.
Shouts to Brittany Griner. That's all I gotta say, man.
Brittany Griner, you that nigga, bro.
That's a fact. It's a fact. A lot of teams in the NBA could use you right now. So, you know,
I mean, the Cavs need inside presence.
Hey, Brittany Griner, like, low key, that's the difference maker right there.
Better than Tristan Thompson. I'm sweet.
Low key,
she be bodying Draymond Green in the finals. You know, the Celtics struggle with big men. So,
oh wow. How tall is Brittany? Like 6?
She's 6'9".
Damn, that's like a 7'5" person in the WNBA.
She like the equivalent of Yao Ming and Shaq combined.
I'm
Jesus Christ.
She's 15 feet tall. I'm sweet.
Yeah, but
I'm terrible.
No, she got the height of Yao Ming in the WNBA and the strength of Shaq.
Got the testosterone of Shaq.
Oh my God.
I'm telling you, bro, listen to her talk, bro. It's the funniest thing
I'm scared. In the world. I'm too scared too.
Her voice is deeper than all of ours.
I believe it.
Combined.
She probably sounds like, what's the guy who does the voice for Darth Vader? Brittany Griner.
Oh my God.
She do, like, you know those, like, smooth jazz radio stations? How they always have, like, those really deep voice guys do it?
Smooth jazz.
95.2.
The group.
How the... The Groove.
Sure, that was The Groove with Brittany Griner.
This man, oh, dog.
95.2 The Groove.
Oh, God.
You've been tuning in to The Groove.
Yo, if we ever do get our guest on a podcast, we're going to introduce her as a band. Just because people won't know it's a female just based off the voice alone.
Oh. Get away. Yo, we ODing. We ODing.
Chill, bro.
Oh, man.
Wait, does she got a deeper voice than, like, Dom 2K?
Yeah.
What's up, NBA fans? Brittany Griner.
What's up, NBA fans? Brittany Griner. Like, Mike?
Like, if Shaq was a woman, he would be Brittany Griner, basically.
Barbecue That's chicken. Barbecue.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Nah, man. That's my outro, bro.
I guess that's going to do it for this episode of The Dish. Thank you guys for listening and for tuning in to 95.2, what was it called?
The Groove.
The Groove.
The Groove with Brittany. Garner. With Brittany, Mr. Smooth Griner.
Mr. Smooth, he says, I am done with you.
Hope you guys enjoyed your time. Hope you cleaned your dishes, washed them all. You hope you ate up what we spat out. It was some pure facts about the Blasphemy Beat, except for Blasphemy Beat Soul said about the Celtics beating the Cavs at 6. That ain't never happened. And if you believe him,
bet,
then you might have to lose your badge as a dishwasher. But
oh, man.
Yeah. It's been cool.
That's crazy.
And,
that's crazy. That's tough.
That's tough. Beat Souls, you want to... Hey, did you see Flight lost to DDG?
We about to end the pod. Just had to bring it up.
Yo, Flight, you're an
when
L.
He said, when he said that's tough, that reminded me of King So, Soleimani.
Shout out So.
Then I remember watching this. I think I watched it like Sunday. Or no, I mean Friday. We lost because I thought Flight was going to win that game. He was like up 7-2. And then he lost.
Oh my God! It was 7-2.
I was getting excited for it. I was like, he found the one person he can beat, and then he lost.
Jesus Christ!
Anyways, like I was saying, that's gonna do it for this episode. Beasles, what is the outro?
All right, man. Thank y'all for watching another episode of the Dish Podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Yeah, we'll see you next week or next episode.
And
Y'all, man, thank y'all for listening. This was a pretty entertaining episode, if I might say so myself. Brittany Griner, don't hurt me, bro. And I'll see you guys next episode.
All right. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Flight your ass.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.